Welcome to MBA Podcaster, the only broadcast source for cutting-edge information and advice on the MBA application process. I'm Janet Nakano. MBA admissions consultants have been given some flack for what they do. The concern for business schools is that some provide unethical services, like writing essays for applicants. None of the four consultants that we have on our show offer to write your essays. Instead, they claim to provide high-quality, personalized advice to help you get admitted to the school of your choice. Based on feedback from our listeners and research in the marketplace, we chose to review these four consulting companies. Each one is part of the Association of International Graduate Admissions Consultants, a recently formed organization that promotes high ethical standards among its members. There are many other admissions consultants, and by listening to our show, we hope you can get a sense of the kinds of questions you should be asking if you're considering using their services. Stay with us and hear from Veritas Prep, Accepted.com, ClearAdmit, and Stacey Blackman Consulting. They'll discuss their services, costs, and why they think they're different from the rest. If you've had a good experience with other consultants, please let us know at info@mbapodcaster.com.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from QS World MBA Tour. If you would like to meet the admissions officers from Columbia, UCLA, INSEAD, Wharton, and other top business schools, don't miss your chance this month to attend the QS World MBA Tour Fall 2008. You can meet over 200 of the world's top business schools from New York to New Delhi. The North American Tour features 27 of the top 30 North American schools and all top European schools. Register your place at topmba.com and find a full list of the participating schools. The QS World MBA Tour is also your chance to qualify for over $1.1 million in exclusive scholarships. Visitors to the tour get to apply for scholarships from schools like Wharton, Chicago, IE, and University of Toronto, as well as a $20,000 QS scholarship for the school of your choice. Visit topmba.com to register today.
Most of our sort of top level, sort of what I consider kind of legitimate admissions consultants do excellent work. They really do. If you have questions about the other competitors I like, I'm happy.
Chad Troutwine is co-founder of Veritas Prep. Veritas provides GMAT preparatory courses as well as MBA admissions consulting. At their Los Angeles location, Troutwine is giving a free seminar on how to get into a top MBA program. Let's listen to a portion of his talk.
What we all have in common, the top companies, or at least the kind of reputable good companies, there are several different principles. We don't write anything for anyone. You know, you're not hiring a writer. It's not a ghostwriter. We're not going to write your essays for you. If someone would do that for you, run. Even if you were willing to do that, if you didn't think it was unethical, it's bad strategically, because you know what? Admissions officers can usually see right through it, and it's an automatic ding. Automatically. They won't consider it. If they think it was ghostwritten by someone else, you're just gone. Here's what good consultants do. We help you present the best version of you. I really feel like it's like a coach more than anything else. You can almost pick the sport. But the coaching analogy is a good one. And what we don't do is, if it's track, I'm not going to run the race for you. I'm also not going to inject you with steroids. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to put you through the training and the regimen to help you, on race day, put up your best time possible. That's what we do. And we don't want to obfuscate the process. We don't want to try and trick the committee to get someone in who doesn't belong. For one thing, they might get washed out. They might not be able to hang academically. That's just bad all the way around. What we want to try and do is help everyone give their best possible case. You know, if you're like a hidden diamond, you don't know this process. I didn't know too many people that went to elite MBA programs when I was applying. You know, I just didn't know how the process worked. So I kind of went in clueless. What we offer you is, like veteran advice. We also hold up a mirror. You may not be the best at judging yourself. You may not know how you come across. We might say, hey, look, you come across flaky. You know, we can work on that, you know. Or you're not addressing this area, and this is a glaring, glaring weakness, and it's going to be exposed. But the other thing that we do that's kind of cool is we offer really tailored advice. So it's not just we think you look flaky, it's MIT really, really likes people who do community service. Because I know, because I served as an admissions officer for SLUM. I know what we like. I was reviewing essays. This is the kind of thing we like. So we got this team of 36 people, 37 now, that that have that sort of insider knowledge and insider experience. Really valuable. Let's keep rolling.
After his seminar, I had a chance to sit down with Chad Troutwine, a Yale MBA graduate, to talk about Veritas Prep. I first asked how much they charge and what's covered in the costs.
We offer two different kinds of packages. We offer the traditional hourly package where clients pay by the hour. It starts at $200 an hour, but can go down to $155 an hour if a client orders more hours. We also offer school packages. It's not based by the hour. It's based on the individual MBA program that a student is applying to. We start with a three-school package that's completely comprehensive. For a flat fee of $2,900, a student gets to work with a head consultant who served as an admissions officer at a top MBA program and a specialist from each of three top MBA programs that the client selects. So, for example, if the client selects Harvard, Stanford, and Wharton, she would receive work with not only the head consultant, but specialists from those individual schools. We think it makes for a more customized and tailored application strategy.
What's the background of your consultants? And maybe you can talk about your background first and then also your consultants, how many years experience they have.
I'm the founder of the program, but in some ways have less admissions experience than any of our top consultants. We have a team of more than three dozen head consultants and MBA admissions specialists. The typical profile is someone who served as an assistant director of MBA admissions at a top school. We have people on our current faculty that served in that role at great schools like Tuck and Stanford and Columbia. We also have people that served in more of a student admissions capacity at other great schools like Yale, MIT, Harvard. There is no one single background that is unique to everyone besides admissions experience and a commitment to helping our clients present the most compelling and persuasive case possible to their school of choice. Most of our consultants have extensive writing backgrounds, critical writing backgrounds. Often they have experience not only in helping people get into graduate business school, but they've either worked professionally or on a volunteer basis helping people get into undergraduate programs. Most of our consultants have been in the industry for a number of years before they came to us at Veritas.
Does the client work with the same consultant or different ones through the process?
For our clients that sign up for hourly packages, they can work with a single consultant for all the hours that they utilize, or they can select several consultants. For people who go through our school packages, the three-school package is the minimum. It's also the most popular. Clients work with four different experts. Their head consultant that helps them navigate the entire process from start to finish, and then a specialist from each of the three schools that the client chooses. The specialist works only on the essays for that school and helps conduct a mock interview with the client. Our service is completely comprehensive. We help people develop a marketing strategy to get a better sense of themselves before they even sit down to write their essays. We offer essay evaluations, critiquing someone's essay. We offer some essay editing in terms of grammatical mistakes, typographical errors, the very basic sort of flawed kinds of essays. We offer resume evaluations. We offer mock interviews. We help with rejection letters. We help clients that have been put on a wait list and have an opportunity to write a follow-up wait list letter.
How do you help someone with a rejection letter?
A lot of times candidates have to assess if the rejection was for this admission season or would likely be a rejection for many admission seasons. Some candidates are very close to being admitted, and with a renewed look at their essays, taking on a new job or improving their GMAT score might gain acceptance at a school that rejected them the year before. Each year we've been in business, we've helped students get into a top five MBA program that had previously rejected them.
Now, how do your consultants communicate with your clients? Is it through email, the phone?
The initial consultation is almost always done over the phone, but occasionally is done in person. We think it's more important to match the best consultant with the client. And very often, it's not a geographic match. For example, if the client is in San Diego, but the best consultant for that client lives in New York, we think it's better to match them than to try and find someone in Southern California. After that, the essay and resume evaluation is done almost exclusively over email. Again, the client has to make the case in writing to the admissions committee anyway, so it's really not that different. The mock interview is conducted over the phone or in person.
How can applicants make the most of your services?
We find that the applicants that get the best results take the process seriously from the very beginning, set realistic expectations, work in a timely fashion in terms of meeting the Veritas deadlines for submitting essays, and are conscientious about the process in terms of the deadlines for the individual schools in which they apply. There, we found there is a distinct advantage to applying in the first round. There are some myths that abound that applicants that wait until a third or fourth round for schools that offer a fourth round have little to no chance of admission. We think that's overstated, but we have seen a real correlation, a higher number of successful applicants applying in the first or second round.
Finally, what distinguishes Veritas from the other consultants?
We take a customized approach to the application process, and we can offer insider advice more than any other admissions consultancy. Our faculty of consultants numbers more than 36 now, all graduates and admissions representatives from the top MBA programs worldwide. We boast a larger faculty than any other admissions company in the world. And so we can offer tailored insider advice for students interested in any of the top MBA programs.
Stay tuned to the rest of the program after a brief word from our sponsor.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Veritas Prep, one of the world's leading GMAT test preparation and admissions consulting providers. Everything about the Veritas Prep GMAT course has been designed to enable students to confidently approach the exam with a deep understanding of the material, not with tricks or devices for merely surviving the GMAT. And Veritas Prep's thorough curriculum is just the beginning. Only people who have scored in the 99th percentile on an actual GMAT exam are even considered for an instructor position with the company, and every new instructor must complete over 100 hours of training before leading a class. Veritas Prep's MBA admissions consulting services feature head consultants who have formerly served as admissions officers, application readers, and interviewers at the world's top MBA programs. MBA Podcaster listeners receive a $150 discount on any Veritas Prep GMAT course, private tutoring, or admissions consulting school package by registering with the code POD150. Learn more at veritasprep.com.
Stacy Blackman founded Stacy Blackman Consulting in 2001. Blackman studied marketing at Wharton for undergrad, then went on to Kellogg for her MBA.
Because I had attended both Wharton and Kellogg, I had a lot of people asking me for advice on their applications, and it was something that I was doing on the side. And I found that there were a lot of similarities between the work that I was doing in marketing products and services out in the business world, and actually helping people market themselves to business schools.
So how much do you charge, and can you talk about what's covered in the cost?
Okay. I do have an edit service, which is a small part of my business, and we do one round of edits for any written materials that are sent to us online, and those we charge just based on word count. I also have some hourly services, and that's basically when people want very specific help with a certain part of their application. They'll generally sign up for anywhere from like 2 to 5 hours. It's $250 an hour. By far the biggest part of the business, and the majority of what we do, is our comprehensive packages. And those packages are priced at $32.50 for one school, for the first school. And then after that, we start to see volume discounts on schools. So a three-school package is $5,500, a four-school package is $6,250. So we do have discounts for multiple schools. Those packages, we call them comprehensive. They truly are comprehensive. We help with every aspect of the process with the exception of the GMAT. We'll refer you to someone else to teach you the GMAT. We work with our clients up front on school selection and strategy. School selection if they need it. Everyone needs help with strategy and marketing themselves. We'll work with them then on executing their strategy. We help on essays, resumes, data forms, a lot of work on interviews, recommendations. We will help with things like school visits, kind of one-off questions, thank you notes. We really partner closely with our clients and help with every aspect of the process. And there is no limit. As long as a client is working hard and pulling their weight, our goal is not to cap it off at a certain number of hours. It's to help them submit the very best application they can.
Can you talk about the background of your consultants?
All of my consultants, it's a pretty phenomenal team. The consultants all have either gone to a top five business school, and top five, you know, everyone has their different list, but it's pretty much Harvard, Stanford, Wharton, Kellogg, Columbia. that's pretty much the team. So they've gone to really top schools, or they've worked on multiple admissions committees. So, and some of them have done both. So, you know, someone worked as a full-time career as a member of an admissions committee in an MBA program, and then went on to business school at a different school. So really, really strong credentials for this type of work. A lot of them have also credentials such as Harvard MBA plus a degree in journalism, MBA plus published a book, so very good writers, very good marketers. A lot of them have strong marketing backgrounds because that's a key component of how we approach the process. Several of them have recruiting and headhunting expertise, so they know about interviews and resumes and really how to present yourself. And all of them share a real passion for what we do. They love learning about and meeting really interesting people and helping them succeed. So I do think that that passion and love for the work is really important to be good at this.
Okay. How do you match the applicants with your consultants?
So when a client signs on with us, we start gathering a lot of information on them. They send us their resume, any essay work that they may or may not have done. If they're a reapplicant, they may have a full set of essays to send us. They fill out a pretty comprehensive survey about their background. I consider that kind of the second half of the application. So the resume is just sort of the base, and then the survey is sort of all the other personal stuff that we need to know. They'll do a self-reported transcript. So I gather all this information, and then I'll look at it and think about a couple of consultants that I think would be a good match for them, for their needs, both personal needs and also more real needs in their application. And then I'll send out their information to a couple of consultants, talk with them about the client, get their thoughts on kind of the client's prospects and strategy and how they would approach it, and see if they're really excited about working with this client. And then I'll make a final recommendation to the client and send the client a bio. And the client has an opportunity to also speak to the consultant on the phone and get to know them. And then so if, you know, both the consultant and the client agree that it's a good fit, then they're matched. So it really is kind of a mutual agreement that it's a good fit and they want to work together. And I sort of facilitate that agreement.
Does the client work with the same consultant throughout the whole process?
Yeah, so every client has one primary consultant, and I think that's actually a really important aspect of how we approach the process. Each consultant takes on a limited number of clients, and they really are very dedicated to their client. It's a very personal relationship, and they really do partner with them throughout the whole thing. But we also have this pretty extensive team as backup, so it's not at all uncommon for either a consultant or a client to contact me and say, I'd love someone else to take a second look at an essay, or I'd love a second opinion. Can you sit in on this call? We're kind of debating about an issue. So they really do have the benefit of the dedicated consultant plus sort of this backup team that has, you know, a full range of experience.
Okay. How can applicants make the most of your services?
I was on the phone with a client last week, and he said to me, what's your opinion? Do you think that I can benefit from your services? And that's actually not an obvious answer to that, because I think, yes, I mean, we definitely have the expertise, we have the knowledge, we have the resources. I have, you know, 7 years worth of accumulated resources for all of my clients. There's a ton that we can offer. But I can kind of turn that question back to a client and say, you know, are you ready to work really hard? Because We are not a company that you sign up with and kind of kick back because you've hired the best and we'll do the work for you. We are a coach. And just like, you know, if you're training for the Olympics and you have a coach, that coach is going to make you work harder. So I think for someone to benefit from our services, they have to be really willing to work hard, put their heart and soul into it, you know, be receptive to our feedback, our advice, our constructive criticism, and work really hard.
What do you think makes Stacey Blackman unique?
You know, I always go back to the quality of our team. I do think we have a phenomenal team. I'm really proud of the team, both, you know, just the excellence of each individual and the dedication that each individual brings to their process, as well as sort of the
breadth of the team. So we really, you know, we cover a lot of different schools, admissions committees, students, alums, all different people on our team. On top of that, we really invest in the team. So we've developed, you know, an approach that we've put a lot of time and thinking into. I have a whole online center for my consultants that has, you know, tools and information and resources for them to draw upon. So, you know, really investing in kind of, you know, hiring the best and then continuing to develop them. And then we also have an online resource center for our clients. So all of these, you know, 7 years of experience that we've accumulated, we make available to them. And it's client access only to sample essays, interview transcripts, sample resumes, templates for recommender packages. I mean, everything they would need in the process that, you know, a lot of people are kind of scouring the web and buying books and, you know, borrowing from friends, trying to gather that information. We kind of just make available to them. And then finally, I just think it's what I founded the company on, which is sort of our emphasis on marketing and really approaching it as a marketing process. I have clients who contact me and say, I have a low number on this, can I get in? And it's about so much more, and we really understand that. And so we've been able to help people who are phenomenal candidates but have a few things wrong with them.
Graham Richmond is co-founder of Clear Admit, a provider of MBA admissions counseling. Clear Admit was launched in the 2001-2002 admission season.
I had worked as an admissions officer for the Wharton School following my graduation from the program and noticed that there was this gap in terms of what the admissions committee was looking for and what the average applicant seemed to know when they entered the process. And I'd seen that firsthand when I personally had gone through the process.
Clear Admit's main offices are in Philadelphia, but they also have a satellite office in Paris, France. I had a chance to connect with Richmond over the phone at his Paris office.
All right. So can you talk about how much you charge and what's covered in the cost?
So our services are billed by the hour. And the hourly rates actually vary depending on how many hours someone commits to with Clear Admit. And so it's sort of an a la carte system. It actually, what we like about it is that it allows our clients to sort of maintain total control over, you know, which services they're signing up for and, you know, how many drafts of an essay they want reviewed, et cetera. So the rates, the flat rate is $240 US per hour. We have these various bulk rates, if you will. And so there's a four-hour rate, which is $220 per hour, and then there's a 10-hour rate, and that's $200 US per hour. And so in terms of the services we provide, we do everything from kind of initial strategy and positioning reports, which involve a lot of discussion and work with the client to sort of help them understand their background and what sort of what elements of their background might be most appealing and to get them thinking about things like career goals and sort of school selection, things like that. The services also range over to things like resume editing, essay editing, brainstorming sessions via telephone, mock interviews. So if someone's going to go in for their Harvard interview, we'll often run through kind of a dry run with them and make sure that they're doing a good job and ready for the types of questions they might see in that sort of a situation. We also review application forms, and in many cases we see more and more instances where recommenders are coming to us and sending us the recommendation letters, asking us if they're doing a good job of you know, presenting anecdotes about the candidate, things like that. So so really the services are kind of all over the map, and that's sort of what makes it kind of ideal for an a la carte service where people can sign up for the hours and then spend them as they see fit.
How many consultants do you have there, and what's the background of your consultants?
So our consulting staff, there are five consultants on our team. And the background is, it's actually, we're very strict about this, and I think it's one of the things that differentiates Clear Admit from some of the competition, but all the consultants we hire have direct experience working on an admissions committee at a top program. This means that they've had, you know, direct exposure to every aspect of the admissions process as a member of the admissions team. It doesn't mean that they, you know, interviewed applicants as an alum, or that they served as kind of a student admissions ambassador while they were enrolled in school or something. The other thing is that beyond the kind of admissions experience requirement, nearly all of our counselors have MBAs. as well. And that kind of ensures that our clients are working with someone who has been through the process too, which I think is worthwhile. So we're trying to provide our clients with multiple perspectives, from the kind of applicant perspective, the student perspective, so someone who's been through a program, but then also, most importantly, the admissions perspective, someone who's read files and made key decisions. Another criteria is that our counselors have kind of liberal arts backgrounds on the undergraduate side of things and solid editing experience. So they're able to work with candidates and help them to polish their materials.
Now, how do you match the applicants or your clients with the consultants?
It's largely based on availability. So, you know, we sort of are constantly monitoring how many clients each of our counselors has and you know, who has capacity to work with someone. The other thing is that anyone who contacts Clear Admit can do sort of a free initial resume review via phone. And often the way that we try to set it up is that the person that you do your initial call with, who kind of talks with you about your background and gives you a sense of where you stand in the pool, is the person that becomes your counselor. Because in many respects, we kind of view that initial discussion as your interviewing of the Clear Admit counselor to figure out if there's a nice relationship and if there's a, you know, a good possibility for a strong work together. There's no formula, though. I mean, there have been cases where if someone comes to Clear Admit and requests a specific counselor, we try to accommodate that. You know, if someone says, I absolutely have to go to Columbia Business School, we might pair them with Dina Merowitz on our team, who happens to be, you know, former Columbia admissions officer. So we, you know, sometimes try to match in that regard, but generally speaking, it's availability and again, the person that does your initial call.
Now, how can applicants make the most of your services?
I think the first thing is to start early, and I just mean, you know, starting early in the process allows the candidate to really have the time to reflect, rather than coming to Clear Admit last week of September where they just have a set of essays that they want us to review. I think when you come to us in July or even June or something, you can really take the time to think through your candidacy, make the right choices in terms of school selection, in terms of how you're presenting your goals, and really think strategically about this, because I always find that it's easiest to work with someone who's at that stage of the process as opposed to someone who's showing up at the last minute and has already made a number of strategic choices that are sort of irreversible, whether it's, you know, the fact that they've already got their recommendation writers on board and they may not have been the right choices, or, I mean, there are any number of things that can go wrong when you start very late. So I think starting with us in the beginning allows you to really get the full sort of tailored approach that we provide.
And what distinguishes you from other consultants? What makes Clear Admit unique?
So I think that there are a number of things, but the first that most people probably see when they visit our website is just the wealth of knowledge that we have and the amount of experience. And so we run an admissions blog that's based around the business school admissions process that's actually one of, if not the most popular sort of hub in the space. And there's a lot of great information there that should give candidates an idea as to the level of experience that our counselors have. I think another thing that people like about our service and that makes us different from the competition is that it's a la carte. As I discussed earlier, it really allows you to kind of select the services that are best suited to you, and it allows us to adapt those services to your learning curve. Because our main goal is to teach you how to apply to business school, and so if you need less and less help from us as you move from one application to the next, that's perfectly fine, and that's ideally how it should be. The final thing, I think, is that we have a lot of, you know, on this theme of sort of the knowledge that we have, a lot of that stems from the relationships that we have with the MBA programs. And so actually Clear Admit has been invited 2 years running to present at the GMAC conference, which is a conference of the leading MBA programs, and their admissions teams all present, and so we have great access to the schools and a good sort of back and forth in terms of being able to ask the admissions teams questions and make sure that we're providing the best sort of up-to-date advice to our clients. And again, I think that links back to the fact that our admissions team, that our team of counselors is has kind of an admissions background. So in many cases, when we reach out to ask for advice from a Wharton or a Harvard, we're actually reaching out to a former colleague or, you know, there's this connection that's there in place. And then finally, I guess one other thing I should just mention is that we have a number of publications that we sell on our website, and those are quite popular. And again, I think someone who downloads our Clear Admit School Guide to a given program instantly gets a sense for the amount of kind of in-house knowledge that we have. And I think, again, because we're only focused on MBA admissions and we don't do, you know, GMAT courses or anything else, it just gives us this level of expertise that's hard to rival.
Linda Abraham is president of Accepted.com. Accepted is an admissions consulting and essay editing service, not only for MBA applicants, but also those applying to medical, law, and graduate programs. Abraham is a UCLA Anderson MBA alumnus, and she says she founded her company in 1994.
At the time, I had started an editing service. I was working almost exclusively with students at UCLA and USC. And I kept being asked to edit personal statements, not just academic papers. So I decided to focus on personal statement writing.
Abraham has grown her business since then to include a variety of services and options. I asked her what Accepted offers and how much they charge.
Accepted.com has an extremely flexible pricing structure. So the simple question, how much do you charge? Our basic fee is $200 per hour, but the flexibility means the answer is really much more complex than that. And if anyone wants to view the full array of options, they're really best off going to the website. But our services and our pricing is flexible both in terms of the comprehensiveness of the services that we offer and in terms of the commitment required of the applicant, or in terms of fixed price versus hourly. Applicants can order our services tailored to particular schools for specific essays or on an hourly fee basis. So, and they can, in the course of working with us, in the course of applying to multiple schools, they can choose to work on some schools on a school basis, on some on a mixture of hourly and essay basis. There really is enormous flexibility. They can try us out for an hour, or they can select comprehensive assistance that requires a greater commitment on their part. They can choose something comprehensive to start with, and then they can cut back as they become more knowledgeable about the MBA admissions process.
Who are the consultants at Accepted?
We have about 9 consultants who work with MBA applicants. And their bios, by the way, are all online so that somebody can look up both their background, where their clients have been accepted, and also client feedback for that specific editor. In terms of some of their backgrounds, our consultants are, first of all, enormously experienced. Most of them have worked with Accepted.com for anywhere from 5 to 10 years at this point. They range from people who have worked at major publishing houses, have written books, have been admissions directors. One is a former McKinsey consultant and a PhD. So they're highly experienced, very well trained, and they have a diverse background.
And how do you match the applicants to the consultants? Do they have a choice, or is that something that you do yourself?
If the clients request a particular consultant, as long as that consultant is available, that's the person they work with. If they're referred by a previous client and we know who the previous client is, then again, we do our best to match them to that consultant, that editor. If they don't express any preference, then we'll match them based on their background, their goals, and geographic location, because we have editors around the world.
So do you like to have your consultants close to your clients?
At least in the same time zone.
Okay. And if once you match the client to the consultant, so that's the consultant throughout the whole process?
Yes, barring unforeseen circumstances. And occasionally, we have had clients who were really short on time, and they wanted to work with more than one consultant just to get through the amount that they want to go through, and then we accommodate.
Now, can you talk about how applicants can make the most of your services and what distinguishes Accepted from the other consultants?
In terms of making the most of our service, the first thing I would say is take advantage of the flexibility that we offer. Start, if you can afford the more comprehensive services, start with the more comprehensive services, and then as you become more knowledgeable of the admissions process, as you become more comfortable and confident in yourself, you can move to more independent work and some of our less expensive services. The second advice I would give is be actively involved in the process. Don't think, oh, I'm using a consultant. They know more than I do. I'm going to be passive. Wrong approach. Be active. If you have an idea, discuss it with your consultant. We're here to advise you, to mentor you, but there's no way that we know, even with all the interviews that we do and the information that we seek and all the information that we get, there's no way that we can know you as well as you know you. So be active in the process. And if you have an idea, you have a thought, share it and evaluate our work. In terms of how Exhibit.com is distinct, what are Exhibit.com's distinguishing characteristics? I think I would first of all, I would put them in three main headings. One is our writing ability. Two is our personal service combined with a very impressive team backing up the individuals. And three is the level of experience that we have. And let me go through that. The first is in terms of writing ability. I can train just like any graduate school can train for admissions ability, for admissions insight. I can't train for writing ability. And fundamentally, what we are called upon to do in most cases, because we are dealing with the essays, is helping the applicant write. And if we don't know how to write, we can't help them. It's just that simple. The second aspect of Exhibit.com that I think is truly distinctive is the combination of personal service combined with a really, really strong team. So what do I mean by personal service? Our consultants are available nights and weekends. A large part of our business comes from word of mouth and referrals, which is a reflection of the kind of personal service that we give. Our editors are frequently working with friends, cousins, brothers, sisters of previous clients. Then you have this team as a consultant. You have this team behind you that the applicant isn't even aware of that's also working to help the applicant get accepted. So the editors have access to me, and I'm one of the more senior consultants in the profession. I get the gray hairs to prove it. The applicants have the talents of the staff behind them. All right, we have journalists on the staff, we have marketing professionals, we have a former McKinsey consultant, we have former editors with publishing houses, I mentioned this before, we have ADCOM members, we have published authors. You know, Paul Bodine's book, Great Application Essays for Business Schools, is one of the best ones out there. This is the kind of staff that any individual consultant can turn to with a question, and they do, because we do work as a team. We have an editor's mailing list, where if questions come up, an individual consultant can turn to the group, no matter where they are, and get input and advice. And that makes their individual service so much stronger. We also have peer review, which means that a certain percentage of essays are reviewed by other editors who critique them, give them input. And that means that in addition to quality control, and I review a certain percentage of that, in addition to having constant quality control, you have a sharing of best practices and ideas throughout our little ecosystem. And that, I think, is that combination, that balance of personal service and a strong team behind the consultant is truly unique. And the last aspect, I said experience. I already mentioned that most of our editors have at least 5 years experience, 5 to 10 years of experience with Accepted. We have extraordinarily low turnover. And I personally train all the editors who've been here for the 5 to 10 years and any new editors coming on. So there is a consistent standard combined with a richness of experience.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Veritas Prep, one of the world's leading GMAT test preparation and admissions consulting providers. Everything about the Veritas Prep GMAT course has been designed to enable students to confidently approach the exam with a deep understanding of the material, not with tricks or devices for merely surviving the GMAT. And Veritas Prep's thorough curriculum is just the beginning. Only people who have scored in the 99th percentile on an actual GMAT exam are even considered for an instructor position with the company. And every new instructor must complete over 100 hours of training before leading a class. Veritas Prep's MBA admissions consulting services feature head consultants who have formerly served as admissions officers, application readers, and interviewers at the world's top MBA programs. MBA podcaster listeners receive a $150 discount on any Veritas Prep GMAT course, private tutoring, or admissions consulting school package by registering with the code POD150. Learn more at veritasprep.com.
MBA Podcaster is launching a new series called A Day in the Life. We're going in-depth at business schools across the country and around the world to shadow current students and meet with deans, admissions directors, and others to bring you a full profile and perspective of life on campus. Schools include UCLA Anderson, Wharton, University of Chicago, INSEAD, and many others. Visit MBAPodcaster.com for more information and listen for this month's Day in the Life show next time. For more information, advice, and to register for your weekly MBA podcast, visit MBAPodcaster.com. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Thanks for listening.